Welcome Hello, again Steve. To the Strand Tennis Center. You like the new hat?
I like your hat. I was actually just about to say that. Yeah. I like to say Strand on the side. Yeah. Say both sides or just one side?
Just one side. You're. We actually ordered a bunch of these.
Oh, sick.
You will be styling.
You will have
a, did you see all the samples we had?
I did see the samples.
Did you like these the best, the black one?
Is that the only option for
hats?
There
was like a gray one, a maroon
one. Oh, I didn't see the other ones. I only see this one. This is the only hat I've seen. There's
well,
other
everybody
hats?
Seemed this seemed to be a consensus. See, he's got the. Oh no, that's not the Strand one. That's the other.
CJ
one. But I gave some of the samples away. But no, we're gonna do some stranding. We
I
call
like it.
Good.
I like the black and white.
Well, we're gonna set you up something and look so pretty. Okay.
Okay.
So.
Hey everybody, welcome to the next episode of the Strand Tennis Center podcast, filled with tips, advice, tennis, not tennis, just life advice too. Whatever you need, like it on YouTube, share it. On the podcast as well. Thank you.
We're going to talk about people who say they don't have any talent. I don't have talent. I'm not good at this. I'm not good at that. I don't have the talent. I can't figure this out.
Yeah.
Well, this is for people that say they have no talent. They can't be successful. So I'm going to go over, and this is very popular. I'm sure people have seen this before, but it's good to go over it. I'm going to go over the 10 things that take zero talent. And if you can do these 10 things, you're probably better than 80% of the people anyways. And
yep.
You'll be successful at anything you do. Because most people can't do them. Really, you're setting a bar that is of excellence because it's relative to what everybody else wants to do and what everybody else is capable of doing. And if you can just do these 10 things.
Right.
Me as a boss hiring somebody, I mean, you give people a raise every other day of the week if they were this good.
Okay.
Okay, so number one, Santi. 10 things that take zero talent.
Okay.
Being on time.
No.
So let's discuss on time. So what is on time to you, Santi?
On time is at least 5 to 10 minutes early.
Correct.
If it's a meeting, yeah, for sure. If you're presenting in the meeting, 15 minutes early at least to set up your stuff. If it's a client, you know, same thing, 10 minutes early at least. If it's it's interview, you want to get there earlier so you don't freak out, you know, have anxiety attack the whole time. You just want to be punctual.
So being on time, I mean, you're right. 10 to 15 minutes early, it is probably the easiest thing to do. Doesn't take any talent just to set your alarm and get up.
Yep.
And you become such a professional.
Yep.
You just look professional. If we as a we can speak in tennis terms here in our business, we show up 10 to 15 minutes early. Our lesson shows up 5 minutes early. We're there to greet them, say hello, you need anything. It is just that little thing creates an unbelievable sense of hospitality, an unbelievable sense of professionalism other than the opposite would be you walking in 4 to 5 minutes late, running around, trying to find your racket. You're late
flustered.
With a purse. I'm so sorry. Not prepared. 10 to 15 minutes early, and you look like a champ. If you do anything, number one, be on time. Number two, work ethic. Some people show up on time, but they don't have a work ethic. In other words, they do the bare minimum.
Mm-hmm.
So I call this the 10 or 15 minute rule as well. Spend 10 or 15 minutes the night before going over whatever you have to do the next day.
Right.
If you can spend 10 or 15 minutes just preparing for your day, you look incredible. You know how much information you can get in 10 minutes with the internet, with reading. I could read 5 different things in 10 minutes to be prepared for what I need to be prepared for. So if it's a meeting, if it's a lesson, if somebody's having trouble with their forehand, if you're having trouble with your forehand or serve, you can go over some videos, take a look at them. So that 10-minute to 15-minute rule is incredible. Do it the night before. CJ agrees. He's smiling at us. Handsome CJ back there. CJ's a guy with great work ethic. So think about that. One of our pros, unbelievable, will not stop giving great information. And that's key. You're transmitting as much value as you can.
Yep.
Number three, effort. So what do we say in our tennis classes?
Attitude and effort.
Attitude and effort. We always say, you don't have to be the greatest player. You don't have to hit 24 ends in a row. If you show effort out there and work your butt off, that's 90% of it.
Yep.
It's We've seen, again, I've said this 1,000 times, we've seen people play great matches and lose and be lazy and win, and we like the other result. We like you working hard and losing than being lazy winning.
That's true.
So it's all about your effort. And if you give effort every day, you get out there and work as hard as you can at whatever you're doing, it doesn't take any talent. It doesn't take any talent for me to just, again, well, how much more talent does it take for me to read 20 more minutes to be prepared? It doesn't take any talent.
Yeah.
I don't have to figure out an algorithm. I don't have to figure out some sort of problem that I can't figure out. I don't have to beat Pete Sampras or Roger Federer. Number four, body language. It takes no talent. Just be aware. Stand up tall. Stand up straight. Be presentable when you walk into a room. I know I hunch over too.
I hunch over. Yep.
But body language is everything. And that doesn't even mean about how you – it means smiling, being positive. It means just saying, okay, I'm a problem solver. I'm not a problem creator. Some people just like to create problems. They like to say everything that is wrong instead of looking for the solution. On our level, in our business, when we teach, we want to solve problems. We don't want to say, okay, that stinks, that stinks, that stinks, that stinks. This is what you need to say. You need to say, hey, we're going to do this, this, and this to correct this. This is what we need to do. So you have to be, your body language has got to be positive with the person you're with. Your body language has got to be positive with your teammates. And I forget, Maui Nui, the company. You know the company Maui Nui? So you should know.
Mm,
you just went to Maui. They create this great venison stuff, and they kill deer like the most humane level ever. They have sharpshooters, and they kill them. You know, it's amazing what they do.
Okay.
But they have a huge review system. They talk about body language, how they're presenting themselves. They'll do 360 reviews on that. Body language is huge.
Okay.
How you're presenting yourself to your teammates, how you're presenting yourself to customers. You have to have that proper body language, and it doesn't take any talent. It just takes commitment.
Mm.
Number five is energy. Come with energy. All you have to do is say, I want to do this. I want to do this. Come with energy. It's a choice to have energy.
Yeah.
Or it's a choice to say, oh, my life is no good. Nothing's no good. That's all a choice. It doesn't take any talent to get out there and say, I'm going to do the best I can with as much energy as I can.
You know what I've been working on with my clients?
What?
A lot of them tell... Everyone knows this. I mumble a little bit.
Okay.
So I've been working on speaking more clearly and a little louder and articulating and speaking slower, because sometimes I try to talk too fast, right? And that's not good because they can't hear what I'm saying or it gets conjumbled. So I'm trying to speak slower and take my time and seem more calm.
Yeah.
Even though when I talk fast, I know that I'm calm and I know what I'm talking about, but maybe outside to them, it might seem like I'm just rambling and going as fast as I can.
So that doesn't take talent. It takes awareness, right?
Right.
It takes awareness. Yeah. It doesn't take you, oh, my God, I need to hit 120 mile an hour serve.
Yeah.
That's great, though.
Yeah. That's
what
I've been trying to work
awareness.
On.
People help you.
Yeah.
And that's a hard thing, is people give you feedback. You got to not take it personally and say, oh, this is going to better me. And that's hard to do for me, too. It's hard to take feedback and go, oh. But it's for the better. That's why when you teach or whatever and talk about body language and energy, you give them positive feedback. Positive feedback.
Agreed.
Number six, which we put together, attitude. So
attitude.
Effort was number three. Number six is attitude. Just have a good attitude.
Yeah.
Doesn't take any talent. All right, I'm going to be positive today. It's all a choice. These are all choices you can make. There's no, it's no, oh, I need a better attitude. I have to go to a master class. I need to spend $20,000 to figure it out.
Right.
Just decide to have a better attitude.
And
get
sense.
An image of what a better attitude is. Think of, put in your mind what a good attitude is. You can find it, right? What in your mind is a good attitude? Imagine what a good attitude is.
It's like a positive person, at least for me.
Like, I would think of somebody that's always encouraging me to do better. Someone that's always encouraging me to say, hey, don't quit.
Yep.
I'm just thinking of somebody like a mentor that's always trying to better you.
Yep.
Number seven, passion.
Passion. Okay.
Have passion for what you do, right? And if you don't, quit your job, do something else, right? don't try to crowbar something in. If you hate something,
right,
switch it.
Yeah.
Too many people are in jobs they hate. And they wonder why they can't do any of these 10 things.
You know what Gary Vee said?
What?
I remember this video. He said, if you're making less than six figures and you hate your job, leave.
Yeah.
Do something else. Do what you want. Yeah. Well, there you go. I know you like, you read his books, so right?
I got a bunch of Gary Vee books. I've read most of them.
Yeah.
He's a great businessman. Gary's incredible. I mean, Wine Library, which his father started, and then he's got VaynerMedia. I mean, the guy's incredible, right?
Yeah. So, I was on a Zoom call with him when I worked for Diageo.
Oh, yeah? How'd it go?
I wasn't talking. I was just there watching.
Did you find him impressive?
Yeah, he's cool. Yep. Yeah, I used to watch his YouTubes, or the ones that his filmers make. Yeah, it's cool.
His chief heart officer, basically his right-hand person, took lessons here. I taught her.
Oh, really?
You know?
I don't know.
You don't know who she is?
No.
She's writing a book?
No idea.
Yeah, that's his. She's the one running the business.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, which is interesting. Very nice person. You
that's
know,
awesome.
Ready, I can't wait till her book is done. I mean, I'm not even sure, but yeah.
That's awesome.
So, and one of our clients' sons worked for him too.
Okay.
But it's got a huge company now. I mean, it's all over it's all over the world.
Yeah.
Between offices and I don't know, it's everywhere. But
it's everywhere. Yeah.
Very successful company. He took Wine Library from like $3 million to $60 million, and his father still owns it. It's right around, it's right in Springfield.
Yep.
Yeah. Being coachable. So, same thing like taking criticism and being, you just, like you said, be patient.
Yep.
Listen to it. Process it. If it's coming from a good place, you can tell the difference when someone is mean-spirited or not. Being coachable just takes a little awareness and saying, okay, this person's here to help me. I need to better myself. We all do. It's hard for me to listen. You know, we talk about it, me and the wife at home and stuff like that. That's why she said you wanted to run a business, because you don't want anybody telling you what to do. Partly, yes.
I see that.
Yeah, sure. But that's my problem, too, is because really the only way all the employees can be successful, all the students can, is if I'm not a tyrant. You can't tell me what to do. If somebody says, hey, this is not working for me, I have to listen. And you have to go, okay, this teaching skill with this person or this teaching tactic, excuse me, is not working. It's not working, so I have to change it. Just because I think I'm a good instructor, I may not be reaching that person. It's hard for me because I went over there. We had a little pickleball lesson. I helped Gilda out here, and I felt like a champ. I helped her with her. She was doing a slice.
Spin.
And Maria had the humility to go, Steve, listen, I can't seem to help her with this. Can you help
me?
And it worked out. We work as a team, right? We work as a team. I went over there. I helped her for 15 minutes, and it changed everything. That really made me feel great today. You know, really to help somebody, make them feel better about what they're doing. Because people coming here and learning pickle and tennis.
Yeah.
Like, you're super passionate about surfing, right?
Yeah, snowboard
surfing. Do you have any goals with surfing? Is there any type of thing that you want to reach to? Or is it just the practice itself?
So, I think I'm really good at snowboarding. Like, I just go down whatever you want me to go down, and I'm fine. Surfing is one of those things that I'm learning. So I definitely want to get to the level where I can ride a shortboard really well. I'm not even there yet. You know, surfing is a lot harder because
you want to ride it well. You're saying
a shortboard is, so they have longboards and shortboards.
Yeah, yeah.
Longboards are easier to get up on. Shortboards are way harder to get up on.
Okay.
So
you have a shortboard now?
I have shortboards. Yeah, I just
you having
not
trouble
good.
Getting up on them.
Yeah, once you get up, you fall right away into the water. You know.
So the difference between snowboarding you're really good at, and you're just doing.
Yeah,
it
I can do whatever you want me to do. Yeah.
And surfing, you have some goal, but you're passionate about these things. So if somebody helped you get on a shortboard quicker,
probably
be
oh,
super
be awesome.
Excited, right?
Yeah.
Right? So that's the thing. Everybody's out here trying to get on that shortboard, so to speak.
Right.
And if they get on the shortboard, they're juiced up.
Yeah.
It's like anything else. To me, I mean, my goal is, boy, I'd love to talk to as many people as I can.
Yeah.
I told you, you're going to film my speaking engagement in college. I didn't tell you about that.
Where are we going?
At a business school, I have to speak.
Oh, sick.
So you're going to record it.
Cool.
So things like that. I'd love, those things excite me.
Okay.
To reach people. And I'd love to have mentorship and advice on how to do it better. So anyways, we're digressing. What was that was being coachable. Number 9 is doing extra. Doesn't take any talent to stay here an extra half an hour and do some other work.
Yeah.
It just takes dedication. Do a little extra. Do 15 minutes extra. So if you do 15 minutes to prepare.
Right.
And you do 15 minutes afterwards, You're like a champ.
Yeah.
You'll be a champ.
Yeah.
So do a little bit extra. You finish your shift. You look at your next day. You reach out to anybody that needed to be reached out to. You mention something to somebody. Say, oh, here's a video of a forehand or anything like that. Give them extra attention.
Yeah.
And the last one is being prepared. And all those things will make you be prepared. So being prepared would be, I'm here 15 minutes early. I have three or four tips for this person to learn. I'm listening to an audio book about mental toughness that will help that person. So all of those things will help you be prepared. And they don't take any talent. They just take, again, dedication. So let's go through the 10 again. You want to have these 10. Write them on your wall to be successful. Be on time. Work ethic. Effort, body language, energy, attitude, passion, be coachable, do extra, being prepared. They don't take any talent. You don't have to be LeBron James. You don't have to be 6'5". You don't have to be, you know, the Mannings. You don't have to throw the ball 70 miles down the field or 70 yards down the field. These things will make you incredibly valuable, and you'll be better than 80 or 90% of the people out there.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else, Santi?
No.
No?
I like it.
10 things take zero talent. You can do it. Thank you, everybody. The answers and the actions. The actions will help you find the answers. Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Hope you like the podcast. Please share it with your friends, anybody that you know, anybody that's into tennis, anybody that's into bettering themselves. Share it.